is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
This is Jennifer from Austin, Texas. I wanted to call in and share one of my numerous stories with you. I'm a proud EPP member and have been listening to your show for almost about 2 years now. And I just love y'all, and I wanted to call in my story and share it with everyone else. I took a job at a law firm in Austin, Texas, in downtown. Building that my boss had leased out was a historic building in Austin, Texas, on the historic Bremen block. And when I first accepted the job, I had heard some stories and whatnot. And of course, me being into ghosts, it fascinated me. And so, I took the job, and I actually had my office, which was down in the garden level, the actual basement. And in the actual off of my room was the actual boiler room, where a lot of the people said that they had the worst feelings in the actual house itself. But I had many experiences there. I did have the door in the boiler room, which was in my office. The carpet would actually like drag against the bottom of the door. So when you would open the door, you would have to literally pull it open with force to get it open and closed. And a couple times me and my coworker were down in the downstairs area, and you heard the door open. And when we walked around to the other end, sure enough, it was opened and nobody was in my office. There was only one way in and one way out of the downstairs level, and there was only two of us down there. So that was kind of interesting. I did have another experience with one of my coworkers. We would actually experience strange smells, the sulfur smells, the weird, odd, sewage smells. I don't want to say sulfur because we all know what that it means and is accompanied by. But we would have sewer smells, and, it's an old house and whatnot. But she asked me to come into the kitchen with her because we were trying to, essentially sniff out the smell. And we were both leaning down to smell underneath the sink. So our eyes were kind of eye level. Our heads were eye level with the counter, and a knife that was on top of the microwave, which was to the right of us, flew off the microwave at her face, at the coworker's face. And this knife did not fall off. It literally propelled off the microwave, and it flew at her face, and it actually like hit the counter right in front of her face. And, it didn't do anything to her, but she actually ended up quitting a couple weeks later. I actually, another time with her, we were in the upstairs conference room, and I had just got done notarizing some documents for some people, and she had come by to wipe the table down, because they had a glass on top of the old wood. And I was watching her, we were talking, and I saw her get pushed. Her whole shoulder just kind of, she got pushed down almost onto the table, and she freaked out. She was like, someone just pushed me. And that was a couple of instances that happened with her. She actually quit a couple weeks later after that knife flew at her face. But one of the main reasons I wanted to call in was because there was a family that lived in the actual house, and the house was actually on the haunted tour, which was taken off in Austin. But a woman who lived in the house was the one who, that's where all the stories were about. And one morning when I was walking up, I had only been there for about 2 weeks. I was walking up to the building itself, and, it's a fairly nice building. And for some reason, something inside me said, you should look in the windows, see if anything. I just felt like I needed to look in the window, basically. And when I looked, I saw a woman in one of the front rooms looking out the window, looking out the window, not necessarily looking at me, but looking out the window. And I stopped, and there's, the trees that are surrounding the house are huge. They're just as old as that house. It was built in the late 1800s. And I took a few steps forward, took a few steps back, because I was figuring that it was the canopy from the trees that was causing shadows on the window. This was about 8 a.m. I was walking to the house to work, and she was still there. Her face was glowing. It was like an ethereal blue, that it was glowing. It was unmistakable. And I, continued to walk up to the house, and I walked into that room, and there was nobody there. And that really kind of shook me up a little bit. And another time in that same room, one of my coworkers, I heard her getting up from her chair. And of course, you can hear everything that's happening in that house. And I was at the front desk talking to the receptionist. And when I turned to like say something to her, I heard her coming. I saw something go into the closing room. And it was the same thing that I saw when I had seen the lady in the window. I saw a white top. She had short black hair, but I only saw the top of it from the shoulders up to the head. So it was almost, I didn't really get a chance to see the bottom, but that's what I saw going into the closing room. And then right pretty much simultaneously, I heard my coworker going down the stairs, which were right outside of her office, which actually lead down to the garden level. And so that was another thing. Sometimes after work on Fridays, we would stay and, you know, have a couple drinks and then go out afterwards. And we would be the only ones in the office itself. And we would hear pacing upstairs on the third floor landing above us all the time. You would hear pacing up and down, up and down. And again, we were in my coworker's office, which is right at the top of the stairs down, leading to the steps down to the garden level where I worked. And we heard a kid giggling one time, which kind of was probably the scariest thing of all. But those are some of the few stories that I have from that house. A lot of other people in the house have witnessed things, but these were just my encounters. And, you know, I work with attorneys. I work with reputable people in the business and whatnot. So I definitely do believe them. And I know the experiences that I have can't be brushed off. And I definitely know what I saw. Well, that's my story. And thanks for listening. I'll definitely call in and share a couple of my other stories that I have. I hope you all have a good day and take care. Bye-bye.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.